Many times I have sat down to play a game that I am excited for, and only 30 minutes in, maybe an hour in, I'm wondering, what am I doing? Am I even enjoying this right now? Case in point, I just finished Tomb Raider 2013. Loved that game. Started Rise, and I'm like halfway through Rise, and I'm kind of like, not really feeling this right now. Why do I keep booting this up? I know I want to beat it, but like, is it really worth not super enjoying this downtime, this hobby? So today we're going to talk about that, picking and figuring out games that really respect your time and your feelings and why all that's important, in my opinion. If you've watched the channel for a while, you'd know, a year and a half ago, I shifted everything. I've started to really explore this more intentional route, and I wanted to catalog a bunch of this stuff that I've learned, put it into one playlist and kind of condense it to where you could just sort of see all the tips and the things that I've learned and share what you have learned as well. So, calling it intentional gaming, playlist will be linked down below. And here's the deal. You owe it to yourself to play games that respect your time. I do believe the moment you start holding your hobbies to a higher standard, your like free time to this higher standard, and figuring out if you really are enjoying how you're spending the time or if you're just doing it robotically out of habit and you may not be enjoying it, that will change everything for you if you start to really lean into that. Best place to start, the feelings test. Last November, Epos Vox shared a Reddit post with me about a parent who let their kid play Roblox. Their kid was at the age where it was just like pure obsession. It's all they wanted to do. But the kid didn't actually even enjoy playing Roblox. They weren't having a good time during the sessions, but it was all they wanted to play. So the parent did something really simple. They just asked their kid, hey, before we play today, how do you expect to feel when you're done? And then when they would finish playing the game, the parent asked, did you actually feel that way? And it sounds so stupid and simple, I know, but it really is important. Like, if you do the same a few nights a week before you sit down for that session, you boot up that regular game, what do you think you're going to feel like at the end of the session? Like, what do you want to feel like? And then at the end of the session, check in with yourself. Did you feel that way? Was it fun? Was it enjoyable? Did you like the way you spent that time? And the moment you start doing that, you figure out pretty quickly, maybe I'm not into this. Or the big one, maybe I'm not enjoying this right now. So why does any of this matter? Why is it important to be a little more intentional with the games that we pick and how we spend our time? Well, looking at my channel demographics, most of you are college age, out of college, or kind of that young family age. And as work and family and life and responsibilities grow, you just have less free time. When we're tired, when we're exhausted, it's pretty easy to default to old habits, to old genres, to things that are fairly simple. And that can lead to you playing many sessions where you leave off worse than when you started. The goal isn't perfection. No hobby can like guarantee you're going to have the greatest time ever. But the whole point of the feelings test is just to show you which games give back to you most of the time and which ones drain you. My story on all of this, multiplayer versus single player. I grew up playing games. It was a big part of my life, and I always loved games. But there were periods of time, middle and high school, where I gamed way less. In college, I gamed a lot. And then after college, I didn't game as much. It kind of ebbs and flows with my life. But I got way into multiplayer gaming around the time that Halo 3 came out. And when I got to college and I had access to like really good broadband internet, for the first time ever, I just got obsessed with the 360 era multiplayer games. It was incredible. It was just the best times ever. And I kept sitting in that same loop, playing multiplayer FPS games, chasing the feelings that I had on Halo 3 and COD 4 and Gears of War 3. And over the years, I was having less and less fun. The games changed. Their focus shifted. Everything went towards an engagement-optimized world. And I want to say, from about 2017 on, other than Titanfall 2, which is like the greatest, love that game, I just wasn't enjoying the stuff I was playing as much. And I started just playing it out of habit because I was chasing the feeling, that incredible sense of joy that I had from the 360 era. And it only took me, you know, about 6 years to figure out, oh, maybe I should take a break from some of these multiplayer games, dive back into the single player side, do some games that really respect my time. And it changed everything. And last year, I was pretty careful with the games that I picked and what I played, and I enjoyed gaming way more than ever before. And it was just because I was checking in with myself to say, hey, if I'm not liking it, it is okay to take a break. One big caveat here on the multiplayer side. If you have friends to play with, that in and of itself is a big deal. As you get older, you're probably well aware of this, scheduling time to play with your friends is harder. And the more responsibilities everybody gets, the tougher it is to coordinate those times. For me, it turned into just 24/7 solo queue, and it's just a different environment. All of these games moved towards esports for a while, and then Battle Royale for a while, and then it just, the casual, chill solo queue nature kind of left. You can still have a lot of fun, but boy, you gotta come prepared, depending on the game that you're gonna play, to really give it your all when, after a long, busy day at work, maybe you just wanna go goof around in some social playlist or something like that. So the feelings test is important, but remember, if you have friends and community, that is special. Enjoy that time. Doing just about anything with friends is more fun. You can go to a grocery store with a group of friends and it's enjoyable. So don't overlook that side of things. It's an important element here. But when you are looking to build that higher standard list, think about games that often leave you satisfied. The type of genres that you enjoy, the big experiences, the mountaintop favorite games that you have, and then also your personal comfort food games. So for me, last year was Half-Life 2, part of Metro Exodus. I got through Cyberpunk 2077. I did Elden Ring, Into Shadow of the Erdtree. I've got my full list over on backlogged.com. I'll leave my account linked there. This is a really cool site, by the way, and it's part of the fun of picking games that respect your time even more and being a little bit more intentional with how you play them. This is like Letterboxd, if you've ever used that app. It's a film app where you review films and the community talks about them. This is really cool because every time I finish a game, I write about a paragraph of text. I say when I beat the game and I can go back and look and say, oh, that's everything I beat last year. And here's how I was feeling at the time that I beat those games. It is a very cool experience and honestly helps me enjoy games a lot more. And one of the biggest, most important points, I think, of this whole video. Let's say you get halfway through a game and you're not feeling it. You're ready to take a break. You don't have to quit forever. You can say to yourself, look, I'm not enjoying this right now. Maybe I'll come back down the road. So similar to where I'm at right now, I'm probably gonna finish Rise of the Tomb Raider, but I may just put a pin in it. I might say, hey, I'm not feeling this right now. I'm not gonna force this. I'm gonna take a break. Maybe I come back later, maybe I don't. I do a bit of research before most games that I play. I try and figure out how long they are to beat. If I wanna go totally blind, I don't do that, but for the most part, I know I can finish a 10-hour game fairly easily. I really have to be into a game that's like 30 or 40 hours in order to finish it. I'm committing to something that would take months rather than something that would take weeks. And if I figure out, you know, halfway through a 10 or 12 hour game that I'm kind of done, I just move on. No guilt, no pressure, no stress. And you can say, maybe not right now. There probably will be a different time in life where maybe this resonates, or maybe it's done forever. And the last story to share. One of the best ways you can enjoy the hobby more is to actually do it less. Maybe take a break. So when I was in college, like I said, I had good internet access and I could play Halo online. But every summer I'd come home and I'd work, and where I lived had terrible internet access. It was not good enough to game. We're talking like 400 MS ping. It was really rough for the most part. So every summer I'd get a 3-month break for multiplayer games. And that made it so exciting to go back in the fall and to play again. So I really never burned out. I never got bored. I always loved it. But during those 3 months, I got to do a bunch of different things, and that's what I'm going to encourage here. Gaming is one hobby, it's not all of them. Enjoy other aspects and other hobbies. That can be one of the best ways to refresh your enjoyment for these games and to also see clearly with that feelings test if you're actually just enjoying this hobby or if you maybe need to scale it back slightly. So if you want to try this in your life, I would say just experiment. Give the feelings test a shot for a week. Notice which games improve your mood, which ones get you excited to hop back on, and it's okay to quit mid-session if you're not having fun. You can't always guarantee it's going to be a good time. Multiplayer stuff is dynamic, so it's up in the air if you're going to get thrashed or if you're going to dunk on other people. And sometimes if it's an esport game or something skillful, you have to put in the practice and the discipline. It's not always going to be fun. Just know, as long as you're okay with that, let's say it's an esport, you're climbing the ladder in StarCraft 2. If you know that the grind is worth it and you enjoy that grind, then it is perfectly okay. I'll be working on putting out episodes for this series about every week, so check the playlist down below and let me know whatever tips that you have or you've discovered along the way for games that respect your time. I appreciate you watching. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you again very soon.